Blog Talk Radio.
I guess they want to Well, for them to push the Marine Corps, and why not put the belt on them? So I understand the move, and could have been anybody else, but decided to go with the Miz, and I understand why. So no complaint here, and let's see. The pre-show match. Well, it was actually two pre-shows match. It was Fandango versus Adam Rose. As you hear Hazel in the background singing the song, well, humming it. Well, woe, wherever you want to call it. I had to add it on there. But, anywho. What is that, the weather? Oh, I thought you were looking at the weather or something.
I'm playing Finding Nemo.
Oh, man. But, I just thought you were, but, anyways. Naomi versus Karen. What the hell both of them were wearing? I don't get that, but, no, the match was good, but it's just like, what the hell they were wearing for one. And number two, yeah, it was a good match, and it did came out the way I predicted. But it's like, would have thought they would have a rematch tonight, but it didn't happen. But
well, you know they're working on setting up for a SummerSlam with one of the Bellas going against Stephanie.
Oh, well, yeah, we will get to that later. And Anna Rose did beat Fandango, just to get that out of the way. The Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins match, well, it really didn't even get to a start. They were brawling, just to say the match never started. After the three attempts, both of them fighting in the ring, out the ring, and all that good stuff. So, that match didn't happen. And as for the tag team title match, two out of three falls, of course the first two falls end up being ending quick, but, ooh, sorry, just itching here. But overall, it was a good match for, like, teasing for the third fall, which I thought was, I thought it was a pretty cool match, and probably one of the matches of the night. But, moving on from that, you got, Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt. Decent match. I know some of y'all didn't like it. Some of y'all thought Jericho was, like, a little bit tired. But overall, some of you liked the match, some of y'all didn't like it. But Chris Jericho ended up winning the match. But next up, what was the next match? Jack Swagger versus Rusev. Thought this rematch would have happened on Raw, but that didn't happen either. Rusev ended up winning the match by countout, and back in my mind, I was like, I don't get what the hell they was thinking with ending it as a countout. But it's WWE, but what more can you do? Let's see what else. AJ Lee versus Paige. Paige for the Divas title. It was good for what it was, although they didn't, you know, I think, you know, their best match is yet to come. Not saying this one was bad, but it was very decent. But I think, like, if they do have another match, they're going to make it more personal, and it's going to be very good. So this was kind of like the type of match that they just had to, you know, hold back from. So with AJ Lee did retain, and we will get more into that later on today. But the main event, Fatal 4-Way match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I would say it kind of looked a little bit back and forth. The match wasn't like the greatest, but it was good enough for it to be on there, with John Cena retaining the title. And like overall with the pay-per-view, I would probably give it a 7 out of 10. Like I said, the main event could have been a little bit better, but like I said, it seemed like the tag team match did stole the show. But that's just what I just think about that. But we're going to take one more break, and we're going to get into tonight's Raw and just talking about all the other crazy stuff that's going on in the world of wrestling. So we will be right back.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. When the hell them paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Shawty don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start buzzing, you come up in bar club. Girl, I'm new, soon my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm music, I know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's a bitch, you never lose it. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Here we go. Let me see you with
Monday Night Raw, and after we're going to talk about Raw, we're going to talk about some of the stupidest status that people are putting as of late. Well, within the past hour, I should say. So we're going to get on that. But anyway, Raw kicks off with Triple H announcing that he's going to make a decision on who he thinks is going to end up facing John Cena at SummerSlam for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And I did like the fact that he did got on some of the people like, you mad you don't get what you want? I thought that was funny. I wish I could just get the replay on that, but which you probably won't. But, but yeah, it was actually a good one just to stick it to some of them. But, sorry. I guess my thing is this, it's like, especially with the, of course, the main event that's set up, but we'll get into that later. But it's been a handicap match between Roman Reigns, Kane, and Randy Orton. Roman Reigns ended up winning the match. Just to say, Randy Orton had kind of bailed out on him. Oh, wow, we really got a... Sorry, just let me try to get here because they've been doing things backwards around here. So just bear with me, people. I know we got 10 minutes left on the show, but just bear with me. Yeah, I could talk about something. SummerSlam are not—they're not doing fan access this year, but they're doing something different, like a panel of a sort. So, oh yeah, that's right here. Let me read that. Wait, where is it? Okay, we're still on. Is she? I'm sorry, I just had to go on somebody's page just to look at it. Because I know the information was posted, and let's see, where is? Okay, WWE has announced a SummerSlam panel series for August 15th through the 17th at Club Nokia in LA, at LA Live in Los Angeles. Hulk Hogan, John Cena, Sheamus, Cesaro, Roman, DX, Steve Austin, and the WWE 2K15 roster reveal will be featured. They start going on sale this weekend, and they got the dates for them for Friday, August 15th, 7 to 10:30 p.m. Hulk Hogan will be there. Saturday, August 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. They have the Russell, the 2K15 roster reveal. You also have John Cena, Hulk Hogan, Sheamus, Cesaro, and Roman Reigns. Saturday, August 16th, 7 to 10:30 p.m. You have DX, both Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Sunday, August 17th, you have Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin will be there from 12 to 3:30. Ticket package, VIP 4 tickets, $200, professional panel superstar, exclusive SummerSlam panels collectible, pre-signed poster, and 4 seating. 4 tickets, $100. Balcony seating is $50. I kind of get why they're not going to do it, but just like, I just thought they should have just add more to it. But anyways, moving on. Ryback so defeated Big E and Kofi Kingston, and Xavier Woods came out and just saying like they wasn't gonna take it anymore. They should take what's theirs. And I think what they're trying to say to me, they're trying to take what's rightfully theirs. Just that's what he said in quote. So most likely, I think they're going to end up making a stable out of this. And it should be interesting what they're going to do. Brie Bella was at the show as a guest. Nikki went against four other divas. Let me see if I can remember names. Alicia Fox, Rosa Mendez, Cameron, and Eva Marie. The match there really didn't go very long, and most likely Stephanie McMahon came out before the match, and you know her and Brie going back and forth, and smacked Brie. Brie was about to go after her security holder and escort her out of the building. But moving on. Bo Dallas defeated Damian Sandow where he was wearing a Miami Heat jersey. Crossed it off and put Cleveland on it. Zack Ryder finally got a win. And he finally was featured on the WWE TV. He defeated Fandango. Oh, yeah. Layla and Summer Rae. Probably. AJ Lee and Paige defeated Natalya and Emma. Paige ended up attacking AJ Lee, and I would say the feud or the fighter of that feud is about to begin. And just like, I want to see that feud and can't wait more and more and more for it. Dolph Ziggler defeated The Miz. The IC title was now on the line, but seems like he could be a front runner for it. But we will see. I don't know if they're going to have the whole thing on here, but let's see if this can play. Because after the Florida's performance, Stephanie McMahon arrested. And she got arrested for what? Assault and battery on Brie Bella. But she was out there, and Stephanie was in handcuffs and with the jail. And I guess they also got her in resisting arrest as well.
You know what that means?
Which was that mean? That was a good one. No, skip it. Oh, they're not going to show it. No, I was hoping they were going to show their arrest, but unfortunately they're not, but it was pretty good. Let's see. They were missing a few matches, we apologize. And Rusev defeated the Great Khali. And I'm thinking that probably was pretty much, well, yeah. Of course, he mentioned that Brock Lesnar will be now the number one contender for the title and will face John Cena at SummerSlam. Okay, before we go off the air, I'm going to explain my reasons why or why not they should not or should match. Mainly, my thing is they should not have this match. Well, they could have this match, but the thing is, Brock Lesnar is limited to scheduling the champion, especially if you're a WWE champion, you're going to make a lot of appearances. So, the
yeah,
thing
but
is.
Then
I was getting to that, dear.
Okay, I'm allowed to voice my opinion too. It ain't just your show.
If it ain't just my show, you should be saying stuff more.
I was too damn hot. I had to take a shower. I was literally, you could have cooked bacon on my thighs. Like
but, anywho. They're going to have the match. Part of me was thinking they should, part of me thinking they shouldn't. Here's the reason why they shouldn't, like I was explaining before. Like, if they're going to do, like, going to have Brock win it and that would be that, they're kind of contradicting themselves because how Brock Lesnar going to defend the 30-day period, which they did that to Daniel Bryan, although they went over the 30-day period and they finally stripped him. Yeah, that's possible. But, catch the rest of the episodes on blogtalkradio.com/WFSRadioNetwork. Sorry for those who kind of downloaded the episode. I was explaining my reasons and why or why not they should do this match. It's just like what I was just saying, that they could do the match, but if they decide to give it to Brock Lesnar, and that would be that, they kind of screwed it up because it's like the same thing, like Daniel Bryan won at WrestleMania, then after his match with Kane, and they try to, you know, buy some time for Daniel Bryan, see how long he was going to heal, which they found he wasn't going to be ready for Money in the Bank pay-per-view, so they stripped them. And, of course, it was past the 30-day mark that they, you know, the title must be defended. So the thing is, how is that going to work out? Well, Brock is probably his next due appearance will be sometime next year, maybe early next year. Who knows? It could be the Royal Rumble like he appeared earlier this year or WrestleMania, for all we know, so.
That's the reason why if he does win it, they'll strip it from him.
Right. It's just like, how is all that going to play out? And another thing that we were talking about, too, that also, if Cena does win and Brock can beat the holy hell out of Cena, Seth Rollins cashes it in and becomes WWE champion. So, let's just put it this way. Either way, John Cena will not walk out of SummerSlam the WWE champion. Let's just put it that way. So, I know your Cena here is going to be happy about that and laugh and all. So,
I'm happy about it. And I don't call myself a Cena hater.
So that's not a fair thing to say
that
everybody who is happy about Cena not
holding it
is a Cena hater. Anyways.
Some people just want to see a change in the schedule.
As long as he's bringing the money into the company and has more fans than anything, they're not going to change it. Like I said, I know a lot of people say the same thing I would say, that lost my train of thought. But anyways, we're probably just going to end the show, and don't forget to check out don't forget to check out this Thursday the Smarts List that's coming on 10 p.m. Central Time. So check them out. And I know we're probably going to have more shows coming up within probably in a matter of weeks, but stay patient. We will get something set up for these upcoming shows. Just put it that way. Also, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, and also WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. And also, you want to look out for, like, upcoming local wrestling shows, and I think ICW has a show this Friday in Cudahy. So more information on that, look at the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. From all of us here with Hazel, this is Artrell. Y'all have a good night, and I'm hoping next week we can go, like, at least a full hour or 2 hours for next week's show, but we will let y'all know at least no later than the beginning of next week. Till then, have a good night. Peace out.